Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top news at week's end, and the national unemployment rate is now at a 25-year high. New figures from the Labor Department show the jobless rate was 8.9% in April, a jump of nearly half a percentage point in a single month. It's the highest reading since September of 1983. The Labor Department says there are 13.7 million people without jobs in this country. 5.7 million jobs have been lost since the recession officially began in December of 2007. The number of Americans who have been jobless for at least 27 weeks increased by nearly half a million in April to 3.7 million. Private sector employment fell in April by more than 600,000 jobs. Unemployment rates rose among adult men and blacks that month. Jobless rates for adult women, teens, whites, and Hispanics showed little change. The government, though, adding 66,000 jobs, as we've already mentioned, in the month of April. President Obama is saying it took us a while to get this deep into the recession. It's going to take us a while to get out of it.
The unemployment rate is at its highest point in 25 years. It underscores the point that we're still in the midst of a recession that was years in the making and will be months or even years in the unmaking. And we should expect further job losses in the months to come.
The president also encouraging states to alter policies that would allow unemployed workers to enroll in community colleges and other education and training programs without losing their unemployment benefits. Meantime, colleges are being encouraged to boost financial aid for those who are out of work. The president pleaded his case on Friday.
And together, these changes will increase access to education and opportunity for hundreds of thousands of workers who've been stung by this recession.
As usual, following the release of the numbers from the Labor Department, members of Congress examining the figures and finding out what exactly they mean. Keith Hall is commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He says the job losses are pretty much throughout the economy.
The job loss is large and it's widespread, and it's affecting every industry sector and every demographic group.
The Joint Economic Committee of Congress held the hearings. The chairwoman is Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar. She says it's clear people are hurting across the country.
5.7 million. These are not just numbers. These are real people that we know, that we see in the grocery stores.
Texas Congressman Kevin Brady agrees that a lot of people are being hurt by this economic downturn, but he says the Obama economic agenda will only make things worse.
Under administration policies, the excessive levels of deficits, debt, taxes, and inflation will undermine long-term economic growth.
Meanwhile, Wall Street ended the week in positive territory, the Dow up 165 points to 8575, the Nasdaq gaining 23 to 1739. The S&P 500 had the biggest proportional gain, jumping nearly 2.5% to 929. Oil rose more than 3%, gaining $1.92 to now stand at $58.63 per barrel. Oppenheimer Funds has withdrawn its opposition to Chrysler's proposed debt restructuring plan. Oppenheimer was one of a group of holdout lenders who rejected a government plan that would only give them 29 cents on the dollar. The creditor released a statement saying that it could no longer reasonably expect to increase the recovery rate on the debt senior creditors hold, since there are less creditors seeking an alternative to the government's proposed settlement. Meanwhile, the CIA has released official documents that counter House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's claim that she was never briefed about the interrogation tactics used against al-Qaeda prisoners. The documents quoted by the Washington Post show that Pelosi was briefed in September of 2002, contradicting her repeated statements over the past year and a half that she was never told that the techniques were actually being used. The memo shows that Pelosi was actually one of the first two members of Congress told about it. In a very carefully worded statement following the release of the 10-page CIA memo, Pelosi's office said that she had never been briefed about the use of waterboarding, but was only told that it had been approved by Bush administration lawyers as a legal technique to use in interrogations. Meanwhile, over in Iraq, Army General Ray Odierno, the commander of multinational forces there, is assessing the security situation.
We continue to see overall levels of violence at or near the lowest levels since the summer of 2003 inside of Iraq.
Odierno says that the U.S. is doing more and more to hand over security responsibilities to the Iraqis.
We've closed more than 50 installations in Iraq. We've returned security of the Green Zone to the government of Iraq. And we've turned over the Republican Palace, which served as the U.S. Embassy, among many other examples.
But Odierno says the threats to Iraqi stability are not over. He says Iran is still working hard to destabilize the country.
But we still see evidence that Iran is funding, training, and equipping surrogates who are conducting disruptive operations within Iraq. While the level of Iranian interference is somewhat lessened, it is nevertheless not what Iraq should expect from a neighbor.
Meanwhile, President Obama will deliver a long-anticipated address to the Muslim world when he visits Egypt on June 4th. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said Egypt was chosen because it's in the heart of the Arab world. The address is intended to rebuild American relations with the Muslim world. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk with Craig Mittick of Trusted ID about how to avoid becoming a victim of identity theft. We'll also speak with Craig Floyd, chairman of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, about the events commemorating Police Week coming up in the nation's capital. And when we come back, the military destroying Bibles in Afghanistan. We'll have the story and speak with Dr. Carl Moeller of Open Doors USA when we come back.